A lawyer defending a group of companies controlled by New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has asked a judge to dismiss a wrongful death lawsuit involving underage drinking at Gillette Stadium. Two young women died. A third was seriously injured in a 2008 car crash caused by drunk driving. All three women had spent the day at a Gillette Stadium tailgate party outside the New England Country Music Festival. WBUR's David Boeri reports on the court hearing.
The stakes couldn't have been higher, the sides couldn't have been farther apart. Even the lawyers contrasted sharply. The younger, shorter, emotional, and verbose advocate for the plaintiffs, Joseph Borsellino, versus the taller, polished corporate lawyer for the Krafts, Douglas Fox. Sparing no rod, Fox called the two dead women and their surviving friend criminal trespassers who illegally transported alcohol into stadium parking lots.
Davis, Lateo, and Houlihan did not have tickets to attend the concert and had no intention of acquiring tickets to attend the concert.
Deborah Davis was the passenger who died. The wrongful lawsuit is in her name. Alexa Lateo, the driver, also died. She had a blood alcohol content three times the legal limit for intoxication. And Nina Houlihan was the passenger who survived and is sued for negligence and gross negligence. So, summarized Fox, they trespass onto private property with the purpose of committing the crime of ultimately using alcohol, and they're seeking to be compensated for the foreseeable consequences of their criminal behavior. Next came Borsellino for the plaintiffs.
Because it was foreseeable that somebody was going to get killed and that young people were badly, badly in a depraved situation at the Country Music Festival.
Talking briskly, Borsellino laid out the foreseeability of what had happened, which is the key to proving negligence. A year before the fatal car crash in 2008, underage drinking mayhem at the music festival in 2007 prompted a public meeting in Foxborough, where selectmen used the word riot to describe what had happened. And the police chief and fire chief directed the crafts companies to increase their security. Joseph Borsellino outside the Dedham courtroom.
And unfortunately, they did not take action, and sadly, they refused to take action, and people died because of it.
The Krafts Company's defense has relied upon a decision reached by the state's Supreme Judicial Court this year in the case of a teenage girl who threw a party while her parents were out of town. One of the guests who was drunk crashed his car, and his passenger suffered brain damage. But the court ruled that neither the parents nor their daughter was responsible, since they did not supply the alcohol. That case was called Giuliano. But now, the Giuliano defense against the lawsuits here may be shaky. Here's Judge Patrick Brady.
This case seems a little bit different than Giuliano.
Judge Brady said it not once, but several times. I'm not sure Giuliano covers this, and I'm not sure I've got a clear-cut decision that governs me here. Judge Brady is well known for siding against plaintiffs. By his own past account, he rules against them in 90% of the suits he presides over. So his statement that he's not so sure the Kraft companies are like Giuliano gives the plaintiffs Davis and Houlihan hope that Brady won't summarily dismiss their case against all companies Kraft. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.